Going on, everybody? This is Rob Mershon, Hunting Out Loud, your host, Rob Mershon, I shall say, and Nick McWhorter's with me, my duck hunting buddy. We're duck hunting machines, ain't we?
Yeah, I guess you'd call it that. We don't do a lot of killing, but we have a whole lot of fun.
I didn't kill my limit one time this year. I only went out 5 times, but
it's an adventure.
I don't even know if that last time was fun.
I don't know. It was a memory. We can say that. It was a memory.
You know, we're going to get on the anti-hunters here in a minute, but before we get on that, I mean, if any duck hunters are watching out here, let me tell you, and Cody kind of got me into it, Josh Bernard, he's got into it, and I know you duck hunters are real secretive. It's totally different than deer hunting, and I love it, and we're going to do a podcast on that, but I got to get some duck hunters up here, and I want to tell you, the biggest difference is deer hunters. I mean, you can walk up to a deer hunter and say, hey, man, you deer hunt, and he's going to start giving you all his strategies and tactics and telling you what bow you need to shoot, what gun you need to shoot, where you need to hunt, what tree you need to hunt, tree stand, blah, blah, blah. You know, you walk up to a duck hunter and say, hey, man, you kill any ducks? Mm-mm.
Nope.
Ain't
no ducks.
Ain't seen a duck. Nope. But what do you use to kill a duck? Nope. I don't know. Just use a gun. Yep. What kind of choke? What kind of shell do you use?
It's a hard community to get into.
It's funny. Yeah. You know, because deer hunting, you know, I could just have a camouflage hat on and walk down the road, somebody be like, hey man, listen, you need to use this bag of 30-30. Just
best stuff.
They'll just offer up advice whether you want it or not. That's just deer hunters, you know. But
I got into it a few years ago, and it was like I told you before, it'll almost make you think about or quit thinking about deer hunting. Yeah. I mean, it's literally that fun. It's a good time.
Hey Jake Corngable. Hey Jake, you reckon the Amish have to deal with anti hunters? See, they get off the hook there, too.
They do.
The Amish get away with everything.
Well, they don't have social media, so.
No, they don't.
They ain't got to deal with it.
Jake said they have social media.
They do? I didn't think they did. I didn't think they take pictures of them.
You're not allowed.
I don't know.
We was talking about that big buck I seen in in Ohio years ago. You know, everybody's heard the story. And he killed it with a crossbow. And I have nothing against crossbow. I'm pro-crossbow. But Amish shouldn't be using crossbows. That just don't seem right. Does it? I mean, you should have using what you're using.
Yeah, longbow. Just make your own arrow, splitting that broadhead.
So, before we get rolling on the anti-hunters, you know, once again, any of y'all from Kentucky listening, I want to know what you think about that Matt Bevins. Is he not dipshit? I mean, I'm Trump trained all the way, and I don't like to get on politics. I mean, but that guy, he attacks our public.
I don't understand it. I mean, the guy's been after the teachers, and like I was talking earlier, it amazes me that you got a guy that he just wants to provoke like teachers. That in my mindset is almost like going after firefighters or police officers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like those are.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. You know,
he wouldn't talk about or try to instigate or just always smash and he's
Central Iowa, Seth Jose. Well, yeah, he's proud of it. And like I said, we're going to get on there's old Dusty Lane right there, Bevins Dusty. What do you think about that guy? Kentucky. I mean, Al Roker, for crying out loud, was blasting.
That was kind of funny, wasn't it? I seen that on Facebook.
And like I said,
here we go.
I'm Trump trained all the way. And let this be a lesson to you all, Democrats. Just because you're Democrat don't mean you need to vote for a crazy-ass woman like Hillary or something. Got to vote for the right person, you know, when that stuff comes up. In America, we got to keep it strong. We got a Muslim up there in Michigan. Shit.
Do your research.
I mean,
you know?
She's crazy and batshit. So,
it's a rough world out there.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and, you know, when we get talking about the anti-hunters here, like I said, we're going to get off the live here in a minute. But the biggest thing with them, what's going on, and I know a lot of you hunters out there, most of you hunters, you know, you was raised better and you take the high road and that's probably the way it should go. But, you know, the squeaky wheel, it gets to grease. And when you see these anti-hunters getting away with, you know, shutting down some of these coyote tournaments, and that's all it is. They're shutting them down just to shut them up, give them their way. And that's not good, you know. We use these predator tournaments, you know, to raise some awareness and get people out to predator hunt. I mean, them coyotes are running wild, and we're not going to hurt them as you know, calling them in, hunting them in the first place.
No,
you know,
you're the only thing that's going to affect their population, you know, and you get all these people that they just, they, it really boils down to, they just don't like the idea of an animal getting killed.
Yeah. Well, and, this is America.
And I don't know. We're going to get into it.
We'll get into it a little bit more once I get off Facebook, because I'm going to be dropping the F-bombs and everything, probably. And you'll have to listen to this. Christopher Beaver, what'd you say? See, we're far away. We're all high-tech here. Yeah, I agree with you, Christopher. Absolutely. But,
what do you say? I can't see it.
Can't see it? No. I need binoculars.
No, I can't see it at all.
Get up there. I'll bring them down.
So we'll read it in a little bit.
Yeah. Anyways. So, hey, Dusty, you ever deal with the, if you're still on there, Dusty, you ever deal with any animal hunters? Or if he's, has he dealt with any?
I don't know. I don't know. I know I have. I've dealt with several of them. But anytime you post something that's, you know, pictures. Instagram seems like that's where I run into most of them at. Facebook, not so much.
Well,
I guess the way it's set up, Instagram, that somebody can just scroll through and see a picture and not be like a friend. You know what I mean?
Well, here's my bit. John Workman. John, y'all run over. He said you need a haircut.
You know the deal, John. You got to kill a doe with a recurve, and then you get to cut my hair.
John, you did see.
You can't even see my hair right now,
John,
anyway.
I do have you on your episode saying if someone shoots one with a recurve, they are the man.
Right there, John. Right there. Anchor, three fingers.
I know.
Yeah.
I know it. Yeah, online. Well, you know, they ain't nothing. And here's the thing.
Say it to my face.
Here's the thing. We just need something to talk about, and we're just going to give these people hell. You know, I don't see how they get off with the death threats. Especially to children and kids. You know, they go after women or the women hunters. And my thoughts on that is they just don't want people out there, they don't want new hunters, you know, they don't want these kids and these women hunting. And, when I'm on my news feed on Facebook, I don't see no anti-hunter nothing unless one of the hunters have shared something where anti-hunter is a threat in a kid or something like that. Cause I don't go looking for it. But here's the thing with them. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They go searching. That's what type of person they are.
They have to.
They're just low life piece of shit when you go looking for something that they don't agree with.
What's like
because
that,
they have nothing better to do.
Like that one girl, Kendall Jones.
Well, they made her famous. That's another thing, Anna. Right. When you start on me, I love you because you're building my brand. You're building this page.
But they started a Facebook group or a page called Kill Kendall Jones. And it took forever before Facebook pulled that down.
I mean, Kill Kendall Jones. I mean, she should sue their ass.
You would think so. I mean,
and you can. You have a civil lawsuit right there.
If you took a Muslim, you know, a head Muslim official, a figure, whatever it is, and you made a Facebook group.
Of anybody.
Kill that person or anybody, it would be immediate.
Any race?
For some reason, hunters.
Any religion?
It's like slid to the side.
Well, and I'll tell you, that's what I say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. See, when it comes to hunters, we all take the high road. We just keep our mouth shut. We just block, delete, whatever, and move on. And that's probably, and that's the way we was raised, you know. They don't mean nothing to us. I mean, you have a little, you know, there's a lot of things in this world I don't agree with. I mean, you got, Bruce Jenner wants to be a woman. I don't give a shit. I mean, but honestly, I look at him. Honestly, you know, I look at him. He's a freak to me. That's what I think. I'm like, what a freak.
It's weird.
Do I care? I don't need to go to his page and say, you freak, you're going to hell. I don't care what he does. I don't give a shit. He wants to have some guy doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
That's his business. But that's what I'm saying. You know, and if you look on the HOL page, there was a woman, that left a review. She was Anna Hunter. And I could have had it blocked and deleted, but I left it on there for a reason because she's an idiot. And here she is on a Saturday night. She's on a Saturday night arguing with Cody Cornwell and myself, trying to change our views on hunting. And of course, you know, I was bored. I'm in my 40s and married. She looked like a young woman, attractive woman, and there's a reason nobody was taking her out. It's because she's a bitch. I mean, that's all it is to it. And a hunter sticking her nose where it don't belong.
So they just seek it out, and that's
they
what,
seek it out.
That's what blows my mind. I don't go out there seeking anti-hunting groups, but like we were talking earlier before the podcast, I mean, how many anti-hunting Facebook groups do you see versus, you know, hunters against anti-hunter Facebook groups? I don't know if there is one.
We don't take the effort to build a damn page just to go against anti-hunters.
No.
And the only reason we're doing this podcast is because, like I said, we're just going to give them hell like they give us hell a little bit here and laugh and have fun about it. But, you know, there's some legal things that can be done, and I think there needs to be some action taken against these anti-hunters, you know.
Well, I've seen
your child.
I've had
your daughter.
I had one tell me that she wished my little girl got cancer and died.
Yeah,
and she's 2 years old.
I've seen an 11-year-old boy where they attacked 11-year-old boy. That little girl that I shared on the Hunting Out Loud page, that'd kill a deer. The teacher getting on her ass.
Yeah,
and that stuff's going on and on and on.
Yep.
And I want to tell you one thing about a bully. We've all dealt with bullies. You know, I was a bully when I was little, and I got fucking punched in the face, and I quit being a bully. I mean, it's just, that's the way it is. There's always someone around there, and then when I grew up, John Workman, when we grew up, you know, that's the way it happened, you know.
Well, that's how you kept them in check.
Kept them in check, but see, these anti-hunters not kept in check. We just can't smack them around, punch them in the face, or anything like that, nor would we want to.
And I think that's one reason that they're so in your face about it, is they're almost feel untouchable.
Yeah, but when they cross the line is with the death threats,
right,
with the slander. I mean, these are all things, you know, if you want to bring a lawsuit, I think hunters should all come together. We should all come together and find one of these anti-hunters and make an example out of them as far as legally, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you've got like that restaurant that was in Toronto, Antler. Did you ever see anything about that or familiar with it?
No.
This guy owned a restaurant, and he hunted, like, he would forage for stuff, certain things, and he would also get deer in once a month and things like that. So it was a sustainable farming restaurant, and, like, he tried to locally source all of his stuff and do it the right way, you know, not get factory farm cattle. Well, anyway, he had a group of anti-hunters and vegans. They showed up in their protest.
Vegans.
The
I'm going to go on about vegans,
he
too.
He takes a deer leg to the front window and sets up a table, and he's butchering that deer leg right in front of him.
Yeah.
And just feeding, he was hoping that would make him go away. Well, that's made him worse. So,
oh, yeah.
Then they have to call the cops, and they protest him once a month, and it's just like a big mess. But what I don't understand how they get by with that is, you know, that had to deter some of his customers. So that financially hurt his business.
Well,
had to.
You just got,
I mean, I'm, would you bring, you know, you would bring your family to the restaurant with 50 idiots outside screaming.
I mean,
screaming at you too for going in the door.
You have people like that these days. They don't get their way. They dress up like pajamas and everything else. What's up, Bo DeLong? Hey, that's another thing. Y'all need to get your Cannons Creek, get them minerals in the ground. Gotta give old Bo DeLong a shout out. You anti-hunters, go get that Cannons Creek. It's good stuff. But, so anyways, we'll get off here and, we'll get this podcast up. Y'all take care and listen to this podcast. Just share it so they hear it. And that way they can blast me for a little while, cause I actually enjoy it.
See you y'all a bit. Damn, I'm shaking like a dog shitting razor blades.
All right. Oh, hold on. We're going to get back on this podcast here, y'all. Let me get everything. We just went live.
Just make sure it's all good. All right. I brought it up so I can try to read some comments here.
All right.
Still good on the podcast, right?
Yeah. All right. So anyways, we just kind of do a rambling right there. Let's get situated, y'all. Keep rambling. Well, you know, and there's several things we're going to talk about when it comes to the anti-hunters. Main thing got me fired up is, I don't like seeing the hunter, you know, we're not here to speak for all hunters, but you know, if I see a hunter out there getting harassed, I feel that's family, man. That's the brotherhood of hunting. I don't care whether I know them or not. When I see kids getting harassed like that by anti-hunters.
Yeah, that.
And just, that's new what, anti-hunters getting off hook.
That's what blows my mind. Like you just mentioned that, kid that wore the sweater mm-hmm. to school. That had the picture of first animal or first deer killed.
Yeah.
Teacher said, what was it?
We don't do that.
We don't do that. We don't do that here. Yeah, I mean, it's just,
there's a lot of things,
That's not her calling me.
Let me tell you something. And this is the way America works. And a lot of people forgot how America works. Okay. Are you part of a union?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to use union. I've been part of a union. I was chairman for a union a long time. And just in that small union, say we had 120 people in that union.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what the company would like to do is it would like to set little fires all through that union. And what I'm talking about, it would like to divide that union.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a whole, we were strong and we could all have more.
Right.
But when you get 20 here pissed off at 20 there and that 20 pissed off at the 20 over here.
Yep.
And then you're divided.
Divide and conquer.
You divide and conquer. I mean, just like America.
That's the truth. Right.
It's the same thing. The one thing we got to be concerned with in America is freedom. Now, I can walk down the road or go in the mall, go down to Lowe's, and I see a lot of different people that I'm like, wow.
Yep.
Now, in my head, I'm thinking, that's an idiot. I don't need to go confront that person and say, I think you're an idiot because you're doing this. That's his freedom or her freedom to do whatever they wish.
Right.
An Anna Hunter, I could care less if Anna Hunter disagrees with me. That's their, that's their right. But where they cross the line is when they come to my page on my Facebook, wherever it might be, out at Walmart, see me with camouflage on and want to call me out. Now you've crossed the line because you're stepping on, that's my freedom.
Yep.
That's my right. It's something you don't understand.
I had a woman make a smart comment to me one time in a parking lot at, I believe it was at a grocery store. I remember it's probably been 4 or 5 years ago, but I was wearing camo and I walked by her and she said, oh, look, he must be a hunter, deer hunter. That's what she said. I looked at the deer hunter. I turned around and I said, I'm a deer killer, ma'am.
Yeah.
And got in the truck. You know, and I know that that just, you know, just made her so mad and she was fuming.
Well, they're not used to
but
hunters.
They're used to people putting their head down, just getting the truck and leave.
Yeah, just taking the high road because right. Hunters are better people than they
right.
are.
Right. And that's why, you know, my dad raised me was to, you know, just to be a good person. And
but there comes a point, and the point,
yeah.
And I'm noticing more hunters. You know, I seen Realtree had a ride up on that boy.
Mm.
I like that.
Yeah.
You'll have to look at it. You all check it up. You can find it on Realtree page there. That little 11-year-old boy was getting death threats. See, hunters are starting to bow up. And believe me, think about it, Anna hunters, who you're dealing with. I mean,
yeah.
It's people that know how to deal with things.
And most of the time, your hunters are really nice people. Right. Some of the nicest people that you'll ever meet in your life.
They're all nice people for the most part. We argue amongst each other so much, you don't even need to butt your head anyways. We're always arguing what bow to use or
right.
what weapon to use. So what animal you should shoot, the size of the animal you should shoot. So trust me, we don't need you in there butting your nose in our
but
business. We're
just like you were, just like you were talking earlier, shutting down the coyote tournaments. You know, stuff like that is going to have to come to a stop because if it doesn't, where does it stop?
See, if we don't bow up and stand up.
That's what I'm getting at.
It'll keep on.
Now it may be, well, I like these cute ducks.
It'll
you know,
never
let's go
be
after
enough.
The duck hunters. And then ultimately, let's go after the whitetail hunters. And it's not a good thing when you have people.
Well, let me
doing,
say a few things.
You know, things like that.
Here's some things that come up and I wrote down, and I know you have several things and we'll go over them too. For one, we all know the conservation.
Right.
Okay, the Pittman-Robertson Act. That's a tax we hunters put on themselves, 11% tax on guns and ammo to help conservation. When there was a lot of animals, I'm not going to name them all, look them up yourself. You know, if you truly love animals, if you're an animal hunter, listen to this, and I know you all do because you're so stupid and so bored that you listen to something that you hate. It just drives me crazy. It's just a joke. But what that is, if you do love animals, you need to look into that. And here's my thing on Anna hunters. They have no compassion for animals. They do not love animals. They're ignorant about what's going on and what it takes to have a healthy population of any animal species. Okay, we know for a fact that there is a lot of animals hunted to almost extinction because there was no conservation.
There was none.
So what do? We put that tax on
when
ourselves.
When you had the market hunters, I mean, and here's some stats that I'm going to throw out. I'm going to vomit some statistics here real quick while we're talking about the animals. So, in 1907, there was estimated 41,000 elk in North America. Today, there's more than 1 million.
Because of conservation.
Conservation. This is all derived from conservation.
And that money comes
from hunters.
From hunters.
The majority of, you know, a good chunk of this money does. In 1900, there was 500,000 whitetail. Today, there's 32 million. In 1900, there was an estimated 100,000 turkey. Today, there's 7 million. And this is one that blew my mind. In 1950, so this is fairly, you know, fairly recent, there was only 12,000 pronghorn.
Yep.
12,000. And today, there's 1.1 million. So.
You didn't even go to the ducks.
Yeah, I mean,
there was just a few ducks in the 1900s up to 44 million now.
Right.
And believe me, duck hunters are all over it.
Oh, man. And like you said, you know, the 11% tax on firearms, archery equipment, that was requested, actually, hunters had a big part to do with that. They wanted that. And I still agree with it to this day. I think it's a great thing that the money that I spend goes to conservation. There's $796 million through license and fees. $440 million through donations, and this is all, if you guys want to fact check me, you're more than welcome to. I got all this from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So groups like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Ducks Unlimited, Mule Deer Foundation,
NWCF, things like
that. Yep. All those guys.
On and on. That's scholarships that they raise for kids.
That's
on top of that.
That's $440 million right there. So you've got also $38 billion annually in retail spending.
Now.
Billion.
Billion, all the jobs. Now listen to this really close. Where in the fuck is the money coming from, anna hunters, to help these animals thrive like they are now?
You know, there's
where
you got like Forest Service.
I searched that.
You've got government money that has a big part to play in all this. You know, Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service money and all this. There's a lot of money there too. But like you're saying, how much do the anti-hunter groups pay in?
Yep.
It's not a drop in the bucket compared to.
You all are sick and you're ignorant and you're out there. What you're trying to do is you're trying to drive hunters away, which is going to drop that money that goes into conservation, which is going to do nothing but hurt the animals that you claim to love. And that's a fucking fact, Jack.
Yep.
Like it or not. So you're a piece of shit because for one, you have no compassion, no love for these animals. So all you're doing is bitching because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And that's the damn truth.
I promise.
Let me tell you something. There ain't a hunter in the world that respects you more than they respect the animals that we hunt.
Yep.
And that's the fucking fact there. So I warned you all. Now here's some things that you anti hunters do. For one, you bring up the Bible. Hope you go to hell because you're killing a deer. Okay, this is what I want to say to you on that. You need to read your Bible. All right? Now, I know I believe in Jesus, and I know I'm here cussing up a sailor. He's not through with me yet. I may go to hell. I don't know. We'll see. Once again, read your Bible about that part. Peter was pretty rough, wasn't he?
Yep.
Paul was killing Christians before he got saved. So I don't want to hear you whining and crying saying he's not a Christian. But I know that's what I believe in. You cannot murder animals. So when you all say we're murderers, you know, you cannot murder an animal. We kill animals.
Murder,
an animal is not a human.
Murder is defined as in human terms.
Yeah, okay, so that's ignorance on your all's part again, okay? So it's just how stupid you are. I'm sure you're book smart and some of you done your college saying all that, but you're still stupid. Okay, why do you all take pics of animals? Because I'll tell you why. Because I like to. Why do some people dress up like a vagina? I don't know. It's their damn business.
Because it's American.
Why do some guys dress up like women and some women dress up like guys? I don't care. And guess what?
Right.
If I seen a man that was dressed up like a woman broke down on the side of the road with a flat tire, you know what I'd do? I'd stop and help him or her, whatever the fuck it is, change its flat tire because I'm a good human being. As long as he didn't grab my ass or her grab my ass, whatever. That's where I draw the line. Don't care. And I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
We don't all agree on everything, but one thing we have to agree on is freedom. Am I right, Nick?
Yeah. I mean, I 100% agree with
I'm tired of the way we're all trying to be divided with the racism and the race, the politics. That's stupid. There's two type of people. There's good people and there's bad people. And that's all it is to it. I don't care about, I know someone from every religion and every race and there's assholes in every collar, I can tell you that.
And for the most part, I mean, there is a lot. Most of the people that you meet out there are nice people. They're good people. But, you know, we're talking about the ones that is, and I realize that there's people that are non, there's a difference that needs to be made here. There's non-hunters, right?
I'm not talking about non-hunters.
Non-hunters is like my mom. She don't hunt, but she sees it. She knows that it's necessary.
She respects hunters.
But we're talking about the anti-hunters, the people that blow up Facebook messages and hide behind, you know, their
or go harass hunters when they go hunting.
Yeah, hunter harassment. That's another topic.
That's what we're talking about.
And, you know, hitting on these little kids and wishing them to die and all this stuff. I mean, it's, I don't know any hunter that would see some, see somebody and wish them death, but because of an activity that they're doing that's, you know, that doesn't honestly affect them.
Well, me personally, once again, if I see an anti-hunter on the side of the road broke down, and I know they're anti-hunter, if I can stop and help, I'm going to stop and help until you start whining about me hunting, and I'm going to leave your ass on the side of the road, I reckon.
And
that's just for you being stupid.
You know, I think, you know, one thing that a lot of these people, I feel like this is my personal view. You don't have to agree with it. If you know, that's fine. But I feel like a lot of these people are out of touch with real animals. I'm talking real wild animals.
These people are
out of touch. Most people live a life that's outside of nature. Like, you know, they live in cities. They got houses, subdivisions, all that thing. And the predator-prey aspect is absent in their life. You know, the animal interactions that they have is mainly with their pets or maybe a couple deer that they see in their backyard that they like to see the deer, right? And most people, you know, they see animals when they go to the zoo. Children nowadays grow up talking about...
How cruel is that? Animals in the damn zoo.
That's another one. Children grow up today watching bears on television, talking bears, you know, cartoons. And there's a reason that the polar bears are at the zoo are behind these big, huge enclosures. You know, yeah, they look cute, swimming in the water, playing with their beach ball in front of all the kids, but they're not the cute, cuddly creatures in real life that in their environment they are in the zoo.
And
they want to get on us because we kill those cute animals they see at the zoo. No, a polar bear is 100% biggest, baddest bear on the planet and will kill you and your whole family just to kill you.
Yeah.
And eat you. That's what they're, I mean.
And that's a good point. But as a hunter, our responsibility, what we do, what the wildlife biologists do, let's say that polar bear. I mean, there has to be money come into play to help that polar bear.
For sure.
Okay. And the only way that money's going to come into play is there's going to be a polar bear hunt to raise money for that polar bear. There's going to be a grizzly bear hunt to raise money for the whole grizzly bear population to thrive. That's where the money comes from. If not, where does the money come from? Where are you going to get the money? Where did we get the money as hunters to get the populations to thrive as they are now?
Yeah.
From hunting.
From hunting.
From hunting the animals.
Right.
Okay. That's the way it is.
I
there's population control. I mean, I hate to go conspiracy theory, but you know as well as I do. I mean, humans, I'm sure there's things going on with us that we don't know about.
Oh, for
you know what I'm
sure.
saying.
But I think a lot of these people, they're such a, you know, they're so far removed from the real wild that's out there that they can't understand why we want to kill these animals. You know, I mean, you got to keep in mind hunters today. Well, not the recent statistic I found was of 2016, 4.4% of the population is hunters.
Mm-hmm.
That's adults. You know, that's excluding children. 4.4%. There's only 11.5 million hunters out of 300 and some million or whatever it is.
And if you want to keep the hunters going or you want to keep the animals thriving.
I mean, that's the thing. You know, you can
promote hunting.
If it wouldn't have been for people stepping in years ago, we would have no animals to hunt. And that is 100% fact. The American bison
was gone.
Hunted to the brink of extinction for furs.
Because of no conservation. And I want to make this point clear, too. I don't hunt just because of conservation. I go out to hunt, I hunt because I love to hunt.
Yeah.
I'm aware of conservation,
But that's not my number one goal.
That's not my, that's, no. I hunt because I love to hunt.
Right.
And it's a good thing that I do love to hunt because my money wouldn't go to conservation. Now the conservation officers, the wildlife biologists, that's their job. Yep. That's their passion. They have a passion for it. They do a good job. Look where we're at. They know how to utilize that money that, we're pumping into.
Yeah.
Conservation, you know, and then to get onto the anti-hunter death threats.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look up the definition of a death threat, and then you look up at the legal options you have, that's where we're going to have to start going. And hunters can raise enough money to start fighting some of this stuff legally.
Somebody's going to have to be made an example of at some point.
Legally, you know.
Legally.
Slander. There's, you know what? You can take civil action on slander. So what's slander? When they sit there and call you a murderer,
mm-hmm.
that's a slander right there off the bat.
For sure. Something you didn't do.
Well, for one, you can't, you cannot
murder an animal.
Murder an animal. So there's slander, you idiots. So, you know, anyways, you all bring it to my page. I enjoy it. I don't mind it at all. But when you, start screwing, and listen, these women are tough. I know that. But I'm telling you, it seems like I have one post on here on my HOL page mm-hmm. that Tess Talley, she commented on a few of them. Of course, she killed the giraffe.
Yeah.
Well, I have more angry faces just apparently because she, you know, put a message on her or right. she commented on
it. They
that.
Follow her.
They had to follow her
yep,
to see where she put that on there. And that's bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, that's where, I don't know a lot of the laws that pertain to all this stuff.
Well, I looked up, I mean, and you all, you know, I just want you to be aware that screenshot that stuff.
Yeah.
And you have some legal options there if you want to take them. And I think, and like I said, a bully is not going to stop bullying until,
you know, something happens.
Something happens.
Right. And that's the truth.
And I'm not saying anything physically. But I'm talking about legally.
No, I mean, you know, you can still, like you were talking about taking the higher road, you can still do that being a hunter that's being harassed or anything like that. You can still take the high road and maybe it is time for some legal action to start happening.
There's time for, if it was anyone else but hunters, this would be an issue on.
Oh, for sure.
The news all over the place.
Yeah.
Look how hunters are being treated, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know. But, if you snicker going down the road at someone because they got a damn hula hoop sticking out their ear or something, I could care less. I'm just saying.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to draw attention to yourself.
Oh, I get it.
And then you get laughed at. And my gosh, you go to the damn news and get blown up.
I mean, making Facebook pages and all the messages and stuff and just, you know, laughing at hunters that have died. You know, there was a couple of duck hunters, country singer, I think. I may be mistaken here, but I think it was Craig Morgan. His son died in a duck hunting accident.
Yeah.
Like maybe last year, a couple years ago. They got caught in a bad storm mm-hmm. or something. But, I could be wrong. Sorry if I am. I didn't look it up.
Yeah.
Prior.
Craig
I remember the story is all
Craig
I'm getting
Morgan's,
at.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's people laughing at that.
See, that's how low, that's how low life you all are.
I mean, that's somebody's kid.
You are.
That's somebody's kid.
Well, anytime you laugh at any human, if you've seen an anti-hunter die, are you kidding me?
No, it wouldn't laugh at that
I'd be the first person down there trying to help that person. I don't give a damn.
No, it's
who they are.
It's sad. No matter who it is or the consequences.
And most hunters would. I know there's some hunters out there say FBM. Let me tell you, there's a difference between hunters and poachers. And once again, that's where the money for conservation goes.
That's another
We take care of poaching.
That's
he was talking about someone dying. There was a guy trying to, over in Africa somewhere, he was trying to poach a lion or something, and they ate him.
Yeah.
You know, he's a poacher.
Yeah.
But, you know, for crying out loud, hunters and anti-hunters was laughing about that guy getting eaten. But you know what? Who knows how poor that guy was? I'm not defending him for poaching, but for crying out loud.
And that's another thing. Anytime
you laugh at somebody dying.
That's another thing that we were going to talk about is African hunting. It kind of blows my mind that how people that live in a completely different continent have an opinion on how people treat their animals on another continent.
Yeah.
People don't realize how poor they are in Africa. These guys that are the poachers, you know, they may have been
poachers. We're wiping
out. They may have been poacher hunters until the money ran out, and then what do you got left to do?
Yeah,
poach. That's it. That's where the money's
like
at.
Like, you can run down there and get a job.
There ain't nobody paying $70,000 to go take a picture of a male lion in Zimbabwe or wherever the heck they are. Tanzania is a big hunting destination, but obviously I don't know much about Africa, but nobody's paying huge amounts of money to take pictures of these animals. They're paying huge amounts of money to kill them.
And that money goes so many different places. I mean, that's, you know, and you can look it up for yourself. You can fact check it.
Yeah.
A lot of that money, I'm talking about up to 40-50%, and a lot of these hunts go to the education and the health.
Let's say somebody kills an elephant over there, or, you know, I'm talking about these big animals, say elephant, rhino, giraffe, you know, they weigh thousands of pounds. You're not allowed to bring any of that meat back with you to the United States.
Just not even, they get all the meat.
They get all the meat.
The health care, the education.
You can look up pictures, man. These villagers, they line up with knives to cut a chunk of elephant meat off to take it back home to feed their family.
But see, once again, Anna hunters could give a shit less if them people starve.
Right.
Have no health care, have no education. That's just, you know.
I care about the fellow humans, too. You know, and that's the thing.
Human. I don't care.
I don't wish death upon no one for nothing. And hunting over in Africa is, I mean, it's one of their only means of, you know, financial stability.
Yeah.
And, I mean, these people, they get on there and they see some girl that kills a giraffe.
Oh, a giraffe's on my bucket list, by the way. It changed my mind.
They see these girls shoot these giraffes, and not that maybe the giraffe that they killed, there was one, the black giraffe. Did you ever read about that one?
Yeah, was Tess Talley shot that black giraffe.
Okay, well, giraffe. One of the reasons that one of... It may not have been hers. I don't want to speak, you know, out of context.
I know that story.
One of the giraffes that was killed was a bull, but he wasn't even able to reproduce anymore.
He was killing other giraffes. That's Tess Talley's.
Okay, so they took him out because that helped the herd. But they killed this majestic animal. Let's, you know, let's roast her.
All mature giraffes turn black. That's there what they go. Do. It wasn't a special, and I had Brian Dickus over here, which killed a giraffe, and guess what? They didn't really bother him none, you know why?
Right.
Because he's a male.
Right.
And they just don't want women. You know, women are coming into, I'm telling you.
Right.
Women are coming into hunting big time. They're coming strong, and I love it.
And they've got a hard way to go about it, too, because guys feel like they can pick on women repercussions.
I think there was a time, that's true. Now, And I may be wrong, Nick. Now here's my feeling. I think if I take a woman hunting, then I'm probably, you know, I'm going to treat her like you. If I'm trying to teach her, educate her on what's going on. Now if I take a girlfriend, my wife hunting, I'm probably going to be a pain in the ass. No, you're not doing that right. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
Just kind of, I know everything. I'm the man, and I think that happens a lot. One thing that's going on with the women that I follow, wildlife women, a lot of other women, man, I'm telling you, they promote the sport right.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm watching a lot of them grow as hunters, and I watch out. You know, us men, we know it all. You come and tell me this is what you need to do, Robbie. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
You got to do it this way, especially when it comes to deer hunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all like that. We're macho about it.
Yep.
And I'm watching a lot of these women just soak it up.
And
they're listening, and they're paying attention, and they're getting better. I mean, a lot of them's already really good hunters anyways. But
what you're saying. It's, they absorb all the good information that's given out to them.
I'm telling you.
And they're, man, any species of animal that you go after, there's a different way to do it. There's different tips, tricks, and things like that. I mean, me and you learned that about duck hunting.
Yeah, they don't land on eyes.
The other day we got our butts kicked because, well, in our defense, we really couldn't put the decoys in another area because it was the only open water we had. It was close to trees. The wind was blowing the 180 degree wrong direction, and the ducks just couldn't land in front of us. They wanted to. But, you know, with Robbie's shortcut and...
Listen, we was 10 yards away from getting our limit.
Ugh.
We was in our waders, and I took us around a shortcut, and there was a bridge there. Was.
20 years ago.
Yeah. Was that bridge there, and it's been washed out, and it was probably 20 foot deep, probably 10 yards wide, maybe.
Maybe.
And there was no getting through there.
We were right there, and still finally crossed the creek and ended up still taking water over the waders. And
it was kill that damn beaver.
It was a mess, but what we're talking about is there's a big learning curve there, and a lot of the women that are really honestly wanting to learn to hunt,
they don't give up, man.
They don't, and they're taking all the information that's good that's given to them. They're asking the right questions.
Yeah.
And you know, I think a lot of them in 4 or 5 years, you're gonna be looking at them and be like, man, they're doing it.
And this is not no knock on a lot of you seasoned women that's hunted for a while. I'm just talking about a lot of the newer ones I've seen coming up. Their work ethic, man, and their open mind, like we're talking about right here, learning. And soaking everything up.
They'll get out there and grind, you know, and that's good.
Pass us up for sure.
that's what you gotta have to be a good hunter is you can't give up when it gets tough, because if you do, you're not going to see much success out there.
I've watched a few of them hunt, you know, and I've done it for a long time. I have a lot of experience when it comes to deer hunting, but I get a lot of satisfaction watching new hunters and watching them struggle. And watching them not give up.
Right.
I love that. And I sit there and I keep up with these hunters waiting for some success. I don't care if it's a spike, whatever it is. That excites me so much to see that. And some of the women we was talking about that I followed, you know, a couple of them hunted their ass off all year. They never took an animal. They never quit.
Right.
They was hunting to the very end. I mean, I cannot wait till next year.
And that's what it takes.
And I know they've learned a lot. And next year when they get one, man, I'm just going to be so happy for them.
Right.
I don't even know them. It's just people I follow on social media. And that's the good thing about social media. Can't give up. You know, that's one thing I want to get to. You know, I've seen some posts, and I know, I think we'll talk about anhunters more. There's only so much you can talk about. They're just dumbasses. But, you know, I'd seen a post and us as hunters, just to stay attached and connected with hunting, we bring up a lot of bullshit a lot of times, so you never know what someone's just trying to break up a conversation or what, but it was about social media. Is social media killing hunting? Well, I disagree with that. You know, you gotta have a little bit of a thick skin.
Right.
Yes. You know, listen, we can debate. I don't mean it's an argument. You can say shoot this, shoot that bow, shoot this weapon, whatever. Debate all you want. It's not stopping anyone from hunting. That's fine. You should probably mind your own damn business unless someone asks you for your advice as far as that goes. But social media promotes hunting really well.
I think so. For the most part, it does.
For social media, I mean, you wouldn't be talking right now.
Right. That's true.
Any of the guests that I've had here, other than probably Kyle, I would not have been talking to them. I've hunted with a lot of you guys now because of social media.
And you gain a lot of good friends through it.
I've talked from people all the way out west to Australia to all over the place.
Yeah.
Africa, you know, Alaska. That I would, if it weren't for social media, I would have never talked to these people.
Right.
And exchange, you know, good conversation.
Well, like I got a buddy, Matt McKillop, that lives in Iowa.
Yeah.
And we've been, I mean, I would seriously, I know it sounds odd, but I would consider him a friend, like mm-hmm. a true friend, you know, talk to him all the time, really good dude. And I met him one time, and that was me and Dusty met him on our way back from Montana we went and ate some hot wings and I met him one time in person, and that we kept up with each other through social media. And well, it is a good thing.
It's, you know, and here's another thing. You don't have to argue with anyone over guns, bows, crossbows. Don't be an asshole for crying out loud. We're one family. We need to stick together because these anti-hunter idiots. So I don't understand, you know, deer hunters have an ego to them. Okay. Am I wrong?
No.
I mean, there is an ego. And I was one of those when I was younger. I'm glad I didn't have social media back in my 20s, because I'd have been the guy on there saying, you know, I've been a guy on there that's shot 240 inch deer saying you don't need to shoot those little tiny bucks, you know, being a smart ass. But luckily, you know, I didn't get into social media until later on in my life here. And, I'm a little bit more mature, but we got to promote the outdoors, man. We got to build in numbers. We have to quit being selfish and really we need to get as many people as we can out there.
I mean, you know, the numbers of hunters, it's scary. You know, it's gone down so much that a lot of your hunters that I see are mid 20s and above. Yeah. I don't see a ton of kids out there.
How many kids want to take when I was going to show, you know, we used to have show and tell. I don't know if they do that anymore. I mean, I would take squirrel tails in there to show and tell. A deer leg.
Right.
Seriously.
But yeah, that's.
I was the poor kid in school, so until I started doing that, I wasn't.
Like this shed I found.
No one liked me.
That's what Kyle would have been doing if Kyle would have.
Yeah.
If he would have been into hunting as a kid, he'd been
shed master.
He'd been bringing deer sheds in.
Now, I think they're going to have some kind of shed rally thing going on. I talked to Britton and Dave Miller up there. Which Dave, he's good.
I think they do it at Real Deal Outdoors.
It's all discussing it real good, but, you know. I warn y'all, hardcore. You talk about Ann Hunter's camp, but where is it, Mick?
I'm thinking that it's at Real Deal Outdoors in West Virginia. Okay. I think that's where they had it last year, maybe.
I think we're going to have an episode.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
With Dave and Britton, maybe just Britton.
Yeah, don't go off what I'm saying, people.
And we'll, I think you're right.
I don't know.
But we'll get the details on it. I don't even know what they do at the shed rally. What do you do? Just bring all your sheds?
I think so. I think they measure them and stuff, maybe, and all that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Need to go. We need to go, so. That would be fun. I would like to go see some big sheds, even though I'm not a big shed hunter. It is cool.
Well, you know, I'm going to have a trapper again on next week. I'm just fascinated with the trapping. I ain't never trapped nothing. I can't hardly trap a mouse.
I've set some coon traps before, but I ain't had no luck with it.
Well, we're going to have another trapper on. We had
caught my basset hound one time in a big live trap, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Well,
caught my basset hound. He ate it. He was stuck in the trap howling.
Man, I could tell you a story about trapping. I'm going to tell it. And before I tell it, I'm just to ease everything up. I don't know this guy's name. I just heard this story. So don't chew my ass over it. He did it. It's just a story I want to share with you. But before that, we're talking about the Anna hunters. Did you see that Australian over trapping cats?
No, but I know it's a big thing in Australia.
Listen.
It's a big thing.
Get your ass over to Australia and take care of that shit. This dude, I mean, they had him on there and he's like, I want my Australia accent, but I can't do it. He was like, yeah, mate. He's like, I'll trap 4,000 cats. He's like, I was like, 4,000 cats.
It's a big thing.
Oh, he was skinning them out. He had lampshades made out of them, hats.
They bow hunt them.
Creepier than shit.
And they get pumped. I mean, we're talking about house cats.
Okay, they are house cats.
House cats.
All right.
And they get pumped from shooting these things.
I get on that thread, and I'm like, there's going to be some pissed off Anna hunters right here, and hell, I don't blame them on this.
Right.
And I've told this on an episode before, so I get on there, and a lot of them's like, well, and I'm talking about the Anna hunters. You know, there's some people like me that's like, you sick fucker. What the fuck you doing killing these fucking cats, you know?
Right.
And there's people on there that was like, Anna hunters was like, well, that's on the owners. They should have had the cat spaded or neutered and all this. And I was like, what the hell? This man's killed 4,000 animals. Well, you know, you got to keep them in check. Yeah. No what shit. That's what we've been telling you, assholes. But everything else. Well, you know. Oh, they was just.
It's the same thing with wild animals.
Oh, I was just like, I didn't even know which way to go.
I'd heard, I think I'd heard it on Joe Rogan's podcast, Adam Greentrees from Australia. And he was talking about that.
Yeah. Well, there's a video. Look it up. Australian cat killing son of a bitch. So I'm sure if you put that in there, it'll pop up there. There's a video on that guy's creepier than hell. I mean, you know, cat piss. That stinks like, I mean, my God, that stinks to high heavens. So to get back to my story with this trapper. So he's a big time trapper and, I guess, and I don't know this for a fact, but back then anyways, you would send the furs off and they would write down raccoon, coyote, blah, 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 whatever it was, and give you your money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he must have accidentally trapped a cat. and it killed it. So I guess he was just like, what the hell? He just skinned it out. Yeah, he did.
Oh, God.
He skins his cat out.
Come on.
No, and he sends it in with all his other pelts. And they send back a little sticker, like $1.73 or something like that. Domestic cat.
Oh, my God. cat first.
Shit? They bought it.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. Can you imagine that happening now?
Somebody out there is wearing a cat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. Well, I mean, hell. Cat fur. Maybe we need to start farming cats instead of hunting.
Well,
that would make everybody happy, wouldn't it?
To get back on the anti-hunter stuff, this is, here's one thing that I really do think that's kind of relevant to it is the connection to food with people. There's a statistic out there that I read. I think it's 97% of people in North America eat meat.
Yeah.
So
that's 3%, you dumbass vegans.
There's a giant population of people that eat meat. And I'm sure that some of those people are anti-hunters. So, you know, when you order burger or chicken sandwich, you have no idea where it comes from. Okay. You know, when you go through McDonald's, you get a double quarter pounder. You got no clue how that cow lived or the chicken or whatever it is. And, you know, when you eat it, it's just a burger. It doesn't mean anything to you, but like me, you know, I eat a ton of deer meat, and you know, it's very humbling in a way, kind of satisfying, really, knowing that I went out in the woods and one perfectly placed arrow, and now my family has a ton of meals,
clean meat,
a ton of meals to eat,
organic as it is.
And these animals die, usually, knock on wood, you know, they're dead within under 30 seconds most of the time. And it's a whole lot better, in my opinion, to be killed by a hunter's arrow or a bullet versus natural causes. Just getting back, like I was talking about, wild animals. I mean, how do people think that these deer, these elk, moose, all these animals that we hunt, how do they die? They don't just, you know, die of old age like grandma does and just lay down. You know what I mean? Yeah. They are ripped apart while they're still alive.
Yeah.
And eaten by predators.
Predators.
And, you know, it's,
well, it's a win. Hunting is a win-win for the animals and for us hunters that eat. There's a lot of money or a lot of meat donated to the homeless.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, millions of pounds donated. See, there's things called, the Hush program. And I know some people, even hunters, don't like that for some reason. But, if you have a tag, can fill it and send it to, the hunters feeding the hungry. There's so much good that comes out of hunting. And did I cut you off, Nick?
No. I mean, I've got a few more points to talk about. And I wrote down, like, here's a big one that I've even been hit with anti-hunters is they'll say, well, you know, big tough guy, you know, use a bow. Won't you go out there and kill with your bare hands?
Yeah.
So like, well,
no thanks. That's illegal for one.
Right. But what do they expect you to do? Jump out of a tree stand and choke a deer out till it's dead? I mean, that seems like to me, that's a lot more barbaric than shooting it with a bow.
Yeah, go out there and get in the fucking headlock.
I mean, really.
Choke it to death.
Like, that's the logic they use. Scare to death. So they, you know, they're like, well, animals got teeth and claws and all that. Well, here's one thing that humans have got is the brain power.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
Yeah.
You know, we have the intelligence that, you know, we're sophisticated enough that we can make weapons to use them against the animals. And that's, you know,
we're animals too, man.
That's what makes us proficient killers is our brain power, you know, the ability to trap, to make weapons, to kill and things like that. And, you know, there's not many people like up in Alaska. You know, it's a pretty wild place. There's not going to be very many anti-hunters in Alaska that live there.
No, well, they just,
you know,
they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
That's what I'm getting at is everything here is so warm and cozy and living is easy.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to the store and buy your food. You ain't got to grow nothing. You can just go buy it.
You know, and some people say, I don't hunt, you know, just solely for the meat. I mean, I do. I don't hunt just solely for the meat. I love the challenge of a big buck. That's me, but it has a lot of meat on it. I like that meat. I like to fill my freezer because I make jerky. I like the roast, and I said we're animals too. Of course, we're humans.
Right.
But jokingly saying that, but here's another thing that you anti hunters are a bunch of pussies, because you talk about a group of people that's going to get pissed off when someone does abuse an animal or mistreats an animal, goes out here and does something stupid to one of these deer, like being brutal. Hunters are on top of that shit right now.
Yep.
Faster than anything. There, not long ago, there was some guys tied up a shark and just pulled it and just being an asshole.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, they,
for what reason? You know, I just,
and that pissed hunters off right there, but we'll actually do something where you and hunters just get on a little keyboard and send angry faces. We'll do something about that. You know, if there's someone in this area that we know that's running around here just shooting deer, leaving them lay, you know, if a hunter gets whiff of that, we'll confront them. We'll make sure the game warden knows about it. We'll actually have something done about that. The game warden will take care of it.
Yeah.
And that happens. Because we respect our game. We respect these animals way more than we respect anti-hunters. I mean, that's just the bottom line of it.
I mean, it's look up how many videos do you see of deer caught in a barbed wire fence. Or two bucks that were fighting locked together. One's dead, one's alive. And it's hunters that go up there and help them.
In a lot of the cases on them videos, those hunters have a tag.
Yeah.
Could actually kill those deer legally.
Yeah, could.
But that's not the moral thing. It's not morally right. That's not the right thing to do at all. That's not what, how we're brought up.
No.
You know, about any hunter I know that was brought up, you was brought up to respect the game.
Yeah.
For sure. You respect that animal. You know, when you kill a squirrel, if you kill something, you eat it.
Yeah.
Now that's the way I was brought up. That's the way most people was. You know, if when I was young, if I were to kill a squirrel and even made a joke about it or laughed about it or just threw it down like it wasn't nothing and tried to walk off, my grandpa would bust my ass.
Yeah. Well, it's
you
the truth.
You respect that animal.
A lot of times, animal hunters want to know why you have that picture of a deer and why you're smiling with it. You know, that
respect.
For sure, you're happy, but what they don't see is the hours that you put in to get to that point. That's what makes you happy, that you finally accomplished your goal.
Yeah.
And guys like you, that you'll pick out one, maybe three deer that you're like, I'll shoot any three of these bucks if they come in. That doesn't mean that it's a slam dunk that you're going to go hunt for 2 hours and it walks out in front of you. You can spend the whole season not see any of them. And, you know, they don't see the process, the hours, the determination, what you go through to try to harvest that animal. When you do, you are happy. I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy.
I mean, I'll be 100% honest. Like, when I killed my very first deer, like, I almost cried. Like, I was just like, there's this majestic animal in the woods, and I shot it, and it died. And I almost cried, but then it was like this other feeling of just contentment comes over you. And I was like, wow, you know, I done it. I got one. And it's very hard to explain to people that don't hunt. But I think anybody that consumes meat, I think you owe it to yourself to go out there at least once and kill an animal in the wild and eat it. And then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, you owe it to the animals.
For sure.
If you want to say you respect animals, once again, then you owe it to those animals to go out there, you know, look it up. Find out, you know, there's guides out there, there's outfitters. Whether you've hunted, you have no experience or not, you can find someone to take you hunting. If you're an anti-hunter, seriously, and some of you ding-dongs listen to this, and I know I've been calling you assholes because most of you are assholes. And if you're listening to this, you're an asshole because you're a nosy asshole. You ain't no sense wasting an hour of your life listening to something you don't even agree with. Stupid. That's stupid to me. But that's your freedom. That's your right. You want to be stupid. Listen to me call you an asshole. But if you love animals, you need to do a little bit more research, you know, and go hunting.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to hunt, if you ain't got it in you to take an animal out, leave it to us, keep your mouth shut, promote hunting, and still buy your hunt license, because that money is going to help those animals you claim to love, and that's the damn truth. I mean, bottom line.
Or at least make a monetary contribution. Do something other than sit behind your iPhone on your couch and cast all this judgment.
You see what the hell these PETA people dress up butt naked and getting these damn... I mean, I don't care if you're Anaheim or not. When you're a good-looking naked woman, do you know?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I'm just gonna tell you. Have you seen that before?
Very. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You get these women that are naked, and they get in these cages.
Yeah.
Now you're against us hunters, and well, I will tell you right now, us men hunters we've done forgot what the fuck you're doing when you're in there naked, because I'll tell you what we're thinking. So you've done blew it right there.
I just don't.
I'm not speaking for you, Nick.
No, I know what you mean. I just don't see what you're accomplishing with that.
I mean,
yeah, you're making waves.
You're
for
getting
sure.
A lot of people hyped up.
People are paying attention, but nobody's paying attention to your message. That's
I'm just saying
thing.
A lot of guys are actually enjoying that.
Yeah, you know they are.
Yeah, they don't see your message. All they see is in boobies.
I mean, there's a way to protest, and you can peacefully protest. And I don't mind, like, if you want to protest me because I hunt, and you want to do it peacefully and you want to hold up signs, that's fine, but at least have the guts to have a conversation with me about it.
Yeah.
You know, get to know people on a more personal level and try to be a little bit open-minded. Like the whole thing of veganism. I know we harp on vegans a lot, but I mean, maybe it's a stereotype, but there's a whole lot of people that are anti that are vegans.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, if you are a vegan and you don't agree with these people, you need to be calling these people out as well as us, because I think it's bullcrap that they sit back there and they don't.
Well, the Anna hunters that are vegans, and a lot of them say, well, I'm a vegan. That girl the other night, she said, I'm a vegan. I said, well, let me explain something to you. These farmers that are raising your food get a lot of crop damage tags, extra crop damage tags, just because of you, to kill all the animals that
for
are
sure.
eating your food. So you're way, you know, you talk about murdering animals. You're murdering animals. And they are. We know this for a fact.
How many snow geese get killed every year?
Because of vegans.
They 20,000 of them can land in a field at one time. What do you think they do to that crop?
Yep. And they have, that's why, is there even a limit on them things?
I think a lot of places there's not.
You can just wipe them out. You know why? Because they're wiping out that old vegan food.
For sure.
And that's the truth, man.
I mean, it is the truth. And these people that will, you know, I'm sure you can find statistics online to align with whatever view that you have. But, you know, we are the ones that are out there that are doing the hunting that see it firsthand. Well, and, you know, I don't need no statistics to back up what I do or how I feel. I know I'm right and I know they're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And we're just talking about this shit just because all the damn...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
threats and stuff towards children.
All the hate and stuff that's out there, you know,
hunters need to start fighting back.
Another thing that they harp on, you know, and I've seen a lot of this too, is, you know, we talk about population control. Well, there's only two ways that, you know, that you can control a population of wild animals is A, through predators, or B, through hunters. There's no other way. You're not going to catch a bunch of, you know, take hogs, for example. That's the main one that's rampant right now. You're not going to catch a ton of wild hogs, castrate them, and send them back out so they can't reproduce. It's not possible.
Wow.
There's so many of them out there. It's not possible. If it's not for hunters hunting those wild hogs, and still, you know, we're pretty much not putting much of a dent in the population. If it wasn't for us, it's hard telling what they would do. I mean, these things go into a golf course and wreck a golf course beyond repair, and they're shutting them down. I mean, they're shutting golf courses down, farms down.
Well, but here's another thing. Anna hunters like to pick and choose. They don't give a shit if someone kills a hog. Ever seen anybody?
I've seen
very rarely.
I've seen some where they, you know, they get mad about the helicopter hunt.
Yeah.
Well, which I think would be a blast.
Yeah. I think it would be a helicopter and start blasting them. I'm going to do it. This is called population control. That's what Nick's talking about. So whatever method.
But yet again, a lot of those guys, like in Texas and stuff like that, they go on these pig hunts. They don't shoot them in the head and throw them in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this meat is used. And that's one thing about it is a true hunter will make sure that the meat doesn't go to waste.
You talk about pissing a hunter off and seeing another
so-called
hunter
wasting food. It kills me to see a picture
meat
of like a deer, a doe, you know, laying beside the road with the back straps cut out. It kills me.
I seen a state somewhere it just made it legal to eat roadkill. I don't know where it is. Hell, I didn't know it was illegal.
I thought you just
had to call a game warden. And
I figured you just get like a tag for it or something.
I think for the most part you have to call a game warden here, but I don't know what. And that's the way it should be anywhere because, you know, there are some people out there who would say, oh,
Well, seriously, if you see a deer get hit by a truck and you see it happen, I mean,
don't waste it.
What's any difference in, I'm sure there'll be some bone fragments and things like that and it'll be a mess to gut, but.
Just call your conservation officer.
There's no difference in it. I mean, why would you sit there and yuck at somebody pulling off the side of the road if it had just been killed? I mean, it's still fresh meat. You know, don't let it go to waste.
Well, you just have a bunch of assholes out there. There's so many things in this world that I disagree with, but one thing I do believe in, and that's freedom. Freedom, people do what they have rights to do, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm going to respect that as long as you stay out of my house.
There's got to be
out of my way.
There's
got to
be there's got to be some way for hunters to come together on a bigger scale and actually start to make some progress.
Hold
some
them accountable
yes.
for these death threats and the slander.
Yeah.
Seriously. Us hunters need to, we need to buck up on this. I'm just telling you right now. Like I said, that squeaky wheel, man, it's already getting the grease. They're shutting down some of these coyote tournaments. And you know, that's the only reason they shut them down is just because then people want them.
Yeah.
You know, we had this coyote tournament down here and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, I want to have a turkey. Hey, and that's another thing. I want to have a turkey hunting contest. And what I'd like to do is they make this belt like a big WWE World Championship belt. Did you see that?
I
could put like King of Spring Turkey Champion on it or something like that. It's about $200.
That's cool.
And it's a big ass belt. I mean, it's nice. And we'll put something on there. Maybe we'll Hunting Out Loud on there as well. The date and the first annual
cool.
champion.
I like it.
Okay. And this is what I was thinking. We could, maybe charge $25 or something. To enter that contest.
Yeah.
And then we'll take out enough to buy the belt and everything after that will 100% go back to some kind of foundation, whether it be like the Outdoor Ability Foundation or I thought I would talk to Jason Jones and see if there's a foundation that he may know of and donate the rest of the money. So what money doesn't go to buy the belt?
Cause it's donated somewhere good. Yeah.
I don't want to take no more money out of my pocket. Matter of fact, I got to get, Hunter, his Sika gear soon. I about forgot about that. So,
So
if you all listen to this, and I don't care, and here's what we're going to have to do. This will be something fun to raise money for some kind of foundation that's going to help young hunters or whatever, something like the Outdoor Ability Foundation. We could split it. If you all know a foundation, just shoot me a message on the Hunting Out Loud page. And I'd like it to be all over the country. Obviously, if you do that, you can't come to my house and check your bird in. So right. It's going to have to be on the honor system. It's for a belt and it's to raise money for a good cause. So there's no sense of cheating.
Right.
We'll have to think of some ways to do it. Maybe you video your bird. I even thought about
something.
If you kill a bird. And I don't want to bring the size in because it takes the fun out of it. You know, I know the biggest buck and the biggest bird, turkey's always fun, but I might do it as this. Say 40 people enter across the country. Whichever, those that kill two birds, at least two birds, will put their name in the pot. And then at the end of it, we can just mix it up and draw for the winner.
There's a lot of one-bird states, though.
Well, then we have to do something else. Everybody that kills one bird, I don't know.
We may have to talk about this off-air.
We'll have to talk about this. If you all have some good ideas, then if you do it that way, how are you true champion? We might have to go with the team, like a four-man team. $100
total weight, maybe.
Well, we can. There's a way they score the.
I mean,
they actually have a Boone and Crockett score.
If you could go off of poundage, because I mean, some guys may not get a gobbler. They might have some jakes, and if you do it in team format, you know, if you did total pound of bird, maybe I don't know.
Well, see, the last time we did it, and we'll get off this subject here now. But the last time we did it, say one of my birds right there had 11-inch beard, weighed 25 pounds, inch and a half spurs. We added all those numbers together. And that was our final number.
Yeah, you can do that.
So if you have a four-man team, everybody enter one bird, and then the tie if there's any ties, we just put you in a hat and draw. That's about, be about the fairest way to do it, wouldn't it?
I like it.
But it's got to be on the daggone honor system. Should I have people video it?
Yeah, I would.
Or you have to video it and you'd have to, put it on the Hunting Out Loud page.
I would. I think it'd be the way
to do
it. I think
that'd be the best way.
You gotta have some kind of criteria. I mean, that's why, you know, not to beat it to death here about the big buck stuff, but, you know, that's the reason that they had those competitions was you'd have smallest buck would be so much money and biggest buck.
Camaraderie.
I mean, because if it wasn't, you would be just picking who you wanted to win in a way, you know, and drawing out of the hat is like, well, I mean, that's kind of a fair way to do it too. I mean,
yeah.
I see both sides.
Well,
of it.
Turkey's fun because, I mean, people just see a gobbler with a beard. They don't have much it weighs or whatever.
If I call the first day of season, man, and I have a Jake come in, I'm rolling. Yeah. I don't care. I mean, I'm just fun. I'm there to hunt, have fun. I love wild turkey meat.
But big buck contests sometimes are a little harder to. You got to keep it local.
People's feelings get hurt sometimes.
Oh God. You talk about, like I said,
well, like the coyote tournament you were talking about. I mean, did they shut that down because the anti hunters?
Let me tell you what the anti hunters done.
Yeah.
And your anti hunters.
I hadn't heard
about
this.
You talk about promoting somebody. The anti hunters can build your brand faster than anyone. You get the anti hunters on your ass, then shit, you're gonna be famous. You'll be Kendall Jones. I mean, look what y'all done. I didn't even know who she was until y'all started picking on her, giving her hell. Now I follow her all the time, man. She does a great job. So, we had a predator tournament, and what we was wanting to do, not very many people predator hunt around here, and this is before I knew John, he's one of the best, you know, you talk about promoting hunting, and he does a great job, so we just wanted to kind of raise some awareness and let people know about predator hunting, and the numbers are just terrible around here. I mean, they're in the backyard, they're in the city, and
yeah.
I mean, they're
it's not everywhere. It's not uncommon to see.
I mean, you talk about killing pets, crying out loud. They're cat killing machines.
Yeah, man.
So, what we wanted to do was, just raise some awareness and have some fun, good camaraderie. And there wasn't very many people in it. Well, the local newspaper around here asked if he could do a write up. Stern shit, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But he wrote it up and he wrote it up nice, but no one. And they know, you know, they're allowed to put who they want in that paper. So a bunch of anti-hunters wrote up and wrote nasty things.
Yeah.
Well, the local hunters around here seen that. And even though we had about 10 people in the tournament, that 10 people, and what we was doing, we was raising money for a foundation.
Yeah.
On top of that. Well, that 10 went to like 260 or something like that people in that tournament because everybody got pissed off.
That's what needs to happen.
And there wasn't very many of them people even hunted. But they came to support us hunting.
Yep.
And it was a good thing, and it raised some money for that foundation. So, so that's how hunters do come together when they have to. I mean, hunters will bow up. You push them far enough, they get tired of it. They will, they'll bow up on you.
Right.
And, those anti-hunters, you know, just like they always do, they didn't know what they was talking about. Of course, I welcome them. I was like, you know, come on.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And matter of fact, if you want to come down, and check it out and see what it's all about. Come down. There will not be no trouble. I promise you. They really want to be educated on it.
Yeah.
And then you still don't have to agree with it. Just like before we done this, I didn't mean to cut you off, but just like before we done this, started this podcast right here today, I can go to any hunting page and find all kind of fuel for the fire for this episode talking about anti-hunters. Yeah. I wanted to go to anti-hunter pages just to see their side, their view, their angle about all of this. And I could not find nothing that had any weight to it.
No.
You know what I mean? Nothing. Nowhere. And I went to several different anti-hunter sites. It was just all bullshit.
Well, a lot of it is, it's just personal opinion and people.
It's just personal opinion, just like taking the picture. It's, you know.
People feel like they have to, be a part of something for some reason and be a part of a group and, you know, it seems like sometimes they make that their main focal point.
Yeah.
And I know I've heard other people on podcasts talk about it, and it's the truth. Like, you see somebody that's a vegan on Instagram, it's usually in their name or something like that. You know, it's just they want to be known for
that. Well, I had this one woman get on here, and she's anti-hunter a couple of years ago, and she whining and crying like they do. And she's like, how come you got to take pictures of them? And she's on my, you know,
yeah,
looking at me, checking my shit out. You know what I'm saying? Stalking me pretty much.
Here's a post that I can read that just shows, I mean, they literally don't have any idea how we really hunt. It's a picture of a bobcat.
Yeah.
Right? You see that. And it says, this is how all hunters lure in the animals they kill with food. They bait an area and wait around for hours until a hungry animal shows up so they can kill it. Then they brag about it on social media as if they accomplished something. Congratulations, you tricked a hungry bobcat into falling into your elaborate trap. Now, in your life, have you ever heard of anybody baiting a bobcat?
No. They don't know what
and shooting,
about.
Shooting a bobcat over bait. No.
Well, like I said, it's personal opinion. But just like that woman I was
talking about. That's what I'm getting at, but she says all hunters. This yeah. is how all hunters hunt. There, maybe there is guys
Once
that,
again, is that slander?
I mean, I'm so tired of the misinformation that's just wrong. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm a pretty
straight.
We didn't
just say anything anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
I mean, they talk about Trump. They make up lies about Trump left and right.
Right.
Yeah, our president. You kidding me?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, to play the devil's advocate, they've done the same thing with Obama, too. I mean, it doesn't yeah. matter who you are. There's lies spread about whoever. And
yeah.
It
he
just,
was an asshole, though.
Like, with the mainstream media and stuff, I mean, that you would think that that's who you respect to go to for, like, the news. Like, the legit stuff. This is real. You know, this guy, they've investigated. They've reported it. They've mm-hmm. checked their facts. And anymore,
no,
it's
no
just, it doesn't matter. It's just they're in a race to whoever's first to report it. It doesn't yeah. even have to be true.
Anymore. They don't give a shit about it.
And it's the same thing with these guys with the anti-hunting stuff. I mean, there's so much misinformation. It just makes my head spin. It makes my head hurt. And you can't talk to them about anything because they don't want to hear it. Their mind's already made up. You know, they've already labeled you as a villain because you murder animals. And, you know.
My mind's made up too.
The only way that I'll ever be a criminal is if they outlaw hunting altogether, because I'm still going to hunt.
Hey, hunting is who I am.
That's the truth.
And hunting is what we do, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's who we are.
And
it's in our blood, and that's what we're going to keep doing.
Another misinformation thing that we touched a little bit on was you see so much about, like a headline, like WSAZ even put it on there one time. I seen it said, Hunter kills 5 deer illegally. Mm-hmm. Hunter. That's yeah. a poacher.
That's a
there's a big difference there.
Yeah, that's what our money's raised for, to get rid of the poachers.
There you go. That's our local news source yeah. reporting that.
Because they're still, you know, but they're
and,
just.
And WSAZ, I don't mean to get off on tangent here, but you guys really need to step your game up online because you are nothing but a bunch of trolls. And yeah. that is 100% the truth. They
you
just
get the weather right.
They troll people on the internet just to get them fired up.
Yeah, they
and,
do.
You know, you're not helping your credibility at all by
you're not in California
like
for crying out loud. You know, we went and watched the Rodney Carrington concert, and the guy that opened for him, and we're in Charleston, West Virginia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they travel all around the world. And, of course, Rodney, right. he's country boy. But yeah. the guy before him, apparently, he wasn't a country boy. So he started about gun control.
Wrong state, dude.
Yeah. He was off the stage pretty quick right after that.
Yeah.
And he figured it out, man. He's looking around, and I was thinking, you cannot be that stupid.
No.
He would start that.
Man.
I mean, why would you bring it? And, of course, when Rodney comes out, he's like, listen, I don't give a shit. I ain't here to change anybody's mind about anything. I'm just here. I want to make you all laugh. And, I mean, he's just pretty much straight up. And
I'm sure that guy's jokes were funny,
yeah.
you know, somewhere else. But
Ronnie's jokes are funny, and you got to see titties at the end of his.
Yeah, he's a crackerjack. That dude's crazy.
Yeah, he's got big, man. Yeah, I like podcasting him. That'd be a good one.
That'd be another one we could go on for hours about the gun control. I mean, you know, I know a lot of the guys that, you know, the guys that are listening. We're just talking, and I'm sure you guys agree with a lot of what we're saying. It's kind of might be going to one ear and out the other. But I truly do hope that there is an anti-hunter or even non-hunters out there that's listening to this that, you know, maybe we do change your mind just to look it up some and get to know some of us guys that do hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not bad people. We're not villains. We don't deserve to die. I mean, you know, you can have an intelligent conversation. You know, there's some hunters out there for sure that are goons that you're not going to be able to have a conversation with. That they are going to get mad and just scream at you and cuss and all that. But
and you're asking for it when you go to their page.
Yeah, that's
fucking with them.
That's where you're going to get it. Yeah.
When I get on my timeline, I don't see anything that I don't want to see because it's nothing but hunters, man.
Right. That's all mine is. Yeah.
It ain't like I'm following a bunch of damn anti-hunters looking for that shit and wanting to see it. I don't want to see that stuff. There's a million things I don't want to see.
Yeah.
I don't follow it. It's not on my Twitter. It's not on my Instagram.
It's easy to scroll through this stuff.
I'm not going to an anti-hunter podcast listening to them for crying out loud. Anyways, we went on and on about that. Hey, I was going to tell you about that one that was trolling me.
Mm-hmm.
That girl.
Yeah.
Why do you post pictures? So why do you post pictures of Miss Disgusting? Well, before I went back at her, of course I had to go check her out.
See what you're dealing with.
I had to check her profile out there a little bit. You know, she was on mine.
Yeah.
So I checked it out, and here's pictures of her big old fat ass and about 30 selfies. And, you know, I was like, well, you got to take pictures of your big old fat ass and put them on Facebook.
Right.
I was like, it's your right to do so, I guess, but
Yeah. Don't
come at me because I'm sitting here with a big old buck that I'm proud of. I'm eating jerky right now looking at him while I'm reading this post. Or your comments. You can't deal with idiots, man. But
I mean, I really would like
to. Give us an hour and 20 minutes worth of.
I really would like to see some people's minds change from, you know, just intelligent conversations with hunters about why we do it, what we do. And, you know, it's got to start somewhere. I mean, it can't.
It's going to start with a big old lawsuit.
And that's what I'm getting at. It's got to start somewhere. And I feel like, you know, one of these guys has got, or girls or whatever you want. I don't even know what's going on out there anymore. Whatever you want to identify yourself with, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah, that's cool. But they, you know, it's got to start somewhere. It's getting to be out of hand. It needs to be dealt with.
Any person that's going to threaten a child, you want to threaten an older person, whatever.
Yeah.
But someone's going to get tired of it and they're going to bust your ass legally. But when you threaten a child, you're crossing the line. That's crossing the line with me. That's why we're doing this episode in the first place. Usually I take the high road. I do like to troll them a little bit. So do you.
Oh, I do too.
Just because I get bored. Have fun with it when they come to me. I don't care to go back to them. But a lot of people don't. That's why we're doing this, because it's getting sickening. You're sick in the head. If you want to threaten anyone's life, you want to wish death on anyone, you're sick in the head, straight up. And that's just the way it is. I know some anti-hunters out here. I live right next to one, and she does not like hunting at all. I've got deer in the backyard that I could legally shoot. If I have a tag and deer season in, I could take one of them deer. She enjoys watching those deer. I don't have to do that. I'm not going to do that. She's my neighbor.
Yep.
I'm going to respect her because she's my neighbor. And guess what? She respects me. Now, if I kill a big old buck and I come pulling in here and it's the back of the truck, you know, she don't want to see it.
Right.
And that's fine. I respect that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to respect her because she treats me with respect. She's a good neighbor. And people can get along. And it's not the hunters starting to shit. It's a lot of the anti-hunters. I'm talking about the violent ones, the ignorant ones coming and attacking people. I'm not talking about the ones like my neighbor right here. That has some respect and understands my freedom to do what I wish to do.
And that's a good way to go about it. I mean, you know, she doesn't have to agree with everything you do.
I mean, I could go out there and just shoot one and say, ha!
But you don't have to put it in her face either.
Look at me!
Yeah, right. You know, I mean,
I don't do that.
You don't have to be skinning your deer at the end of the driveway just because you know it bothers her.
Just
because
I know it bothers her. I'm not going to do that. No. I'm not built that way. And whether it's my right to do so or not, I'm not going to do that to her. And you know what? To be honest with you, a lot of times when I kill a deer, she'll like the picture because she knows what it means to me now. And so anyways, rambled on long enough. Matt Bevin's boy, I tell you. That guy, our Kentucky governor, Rocky Atkins, he's a Democrat. But you know what? I'm going to vote for the best man.
Yeah.
Or woman, whatever.
I've talked to Rocky in person, like I told you. I mean, I think... I really feel like Rocky's heart's in a good place. You know, I really do. And Rocky, you know, he sees the outdoorsman side of things. He's for guns. He plays guitar. He plays bluegrass. Well, so that's cool.
This is, here's the thing. When you're the governor of any state, there's some things you just keep to yourself. Now, you know, you're attacking the school. He's attacking the schools. That's just a shot at the teachers is all that was.
He called
the teachers a bunch of thugs.
Yep.
He's
called
them
crybabies. He's called them thugs.
Them teachers are teaching our children, all of our children here in the state of Kentucky.
Yep.
I mean, you talk about an idiot. for saying or comments like that.
It blows my mind because teaching is a thankless job.
Well, it's just classless.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the governor, he don't have to agree with those people. Just like today, he didn't have to agree with that. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I don't mean get off on politics. I raise my kids by myself. I have full custody of my children. I have to leave to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning. Two of my children, my older ones was going to middle school and my other one was going to grade school, Gregory at the time. So the bus run at a different time. Okay. So you got to be out there for the bus to pick you up.
Right.
Now, he has a cell phone even though he's young, but I would have to leave and stay this morning if I'd had to leave and it's minus 15 or whatever wind chill. That's rough. You yep. can't always have a babysitter. You can't always have a grandma there. There's not always someone there, and there's a lot more people in my shoes
yep.
right now, and that was going on, and he just makes a comment like that. I mean, that pisses you off.
Yep.
I can't stand behind that guy. I mean, no. You know.
I have nothing for it,
man. I love Trump. I'm a Trump-trained man all the way, and I just have nothing for it. Anyways, Anna Hunters, Matt Bevins, all that crap. We went on long enough. One of these days we're going to be duck hunters.
I hope so.
We just killed one duck, man. You talk about flying high.
Oh, man.
We'll still be after the geese, man. We're going to get a goose. I seen, you know what? They was right there at work all day long. I had to sit there and watch them, of course.
We need to check our field, see if we got any coming.
We'll check the field. I know one way we ain't going to go.
I know. That's a fact. You know, like I told you, man, if you didn't like me, you didn't have to do that.
I thought I was going to die right there.
It was awful.
I mean, I got to the point where I said, you know, the Anaheimers are going to be happy because I'm just going to lay down and just die.
Well, I looked at my phone and we had walked 3 miles, people.
In the
which I know
ice.
Doesn't seem like much, but it was 3 miles.
Waist deep in ice.
Oh man.
Thorns. Look at my damn hands.
Yeah. I had thorns in my ears when I got home. My wife was like, where have you been? I was like, with Robbie.
I got to the point where I didn't even care. I mean, like I would feel them ripping my side of my face. I was like,
I started shoving my gun through. That's why I hunt with a $200 shotgun. I just shoved my gun through the brush. It was miserable, but you know what? You can't give up. And we did get a shot at a duck. We shot six times, missed him all six.
We didn't give a shit.
We were just shooting. We
talk about just send it.
Yeah. I'd call him enough. He swung over us twice and he was wanting to land. And I told Robbie, I said, just shoot him.
Just shoot his ass.
Break a trigger off of that shotgun.
Yeah, well.
What an adventure.
All right, y'all. That's our last Anna Hunter post and all that shit for a while. Nick McWhorter's Rob Michon of Hunting Out Loud. Talk at you later. Bow up, you all. That squeaky wheel's getting the grease. Now, come on. Get with it.
Do something.
Send an angry face back to them suckers.